Wartime at Woolworths by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. Sarah placed a protective hand over her swollen stomach. A son would be lovely. A son who looked just like his father and who would live in peaceful times rather than this awful war. Why, if what her nan, Ruby, said was true, the war could be over by Christmas. There again, she said the same every year. With a smile on her face, she looked to where Betty was deep in conversation on the black Bakelite telephone. Her boss seemed to have a glow about her, which Sarah put down to being married to the handsome Douglas. Yes, it would be contentment, something that all newlywed women felt in those first few years after their wedding. Betty suddenly stopped talking and frowned at what she was being told. A look of horror crossed her face. "Oh my God," she exclaimed. "It can't be true." Making a hurried goodbye, after asking to be kept informed, Betty replaced the heavy receiver in its cradle and turned to Sarah. "There's been an incident at the Woolworths branch in New Cross. We don't know if it's a gas explosion or enemy action." She sunk down onto the spare seat opposite Sarah. The young woman's face had turned a ghostly shade of white. "Is it serious? Are there casualties?" Sarah whispered, afraid of what the reply would be. Betty nodded her head slowly. "There must be." "Must?" Sarah asked, hardly daring to breathe. "What do you mean, must?" "There's nothing left of the store." "But Mum and Maureen were going there." She looked at the clock on the wall opposite the desk. "They could have been in the store." Betty reached across the desk and took Sarah's trembling hand. "Please, please don't get upset. You have to think of your baby. Anything could have delayed your Mum and Maureen getting to their destination on time." As the women stared at one another, their fellow co-worker Frieda rushed through the office door. She was still wearing the uniform of a dispatch rider in the auxiliary fire service. Without making an apology for her hasty arrival, she blurted out, "I've just heard at the fire station that New Cross Woolworths has taken a hit. Our lads have to go up there to help out. I'm on my way there now. Betty, I thought you ought to know." She looked at the two shocked faces. "I take it you've heard already." Sarah nodded slowly, a sense of foreboding consuming every fibre of her body. "Mum and Maureen are there." She heaved her feet from where they were resting, and using the edge of the desk, she pulled herself to her feet. "I need to go and find Mum. I'll come with you, Frieda."